Archangel Insights. Since archangels are so close to earth and humankind, it's natural for us to connect with them. In fact, the Bible is filled with accounts of people interacting with Michael and Gabriel. The archangels still interact with us in conjunction with God's will of peace. We don't pray to archangels, nor do we worship them. All the glory goes to God, the source, the divine love. We work with archangels simply because they are God's intended gift to us all and part of the divine plan for peace. So why don't we simply direct all questions and requests to God? Because the archangels are extensions of God who are easier to hear and feel during times of great stress. Their vibrations are very condensed, and they're palpable and practically tangible. Just looking at a sunset or a rainbow reminds us of God's love, as do the archangels. You don't need to be saintly or a perfectly behaved person to elicit the archangels' help. They look past human mistakes and see the inner goodness within us all. They want to bring peace to earth by helping us all be peaceful. So their mission includes helping the unpeaceful people of the world. As holograms of God's omnipresence, the archangels are unlimited beings. Remember the promise that's said in the Bible by Jesus, "I am with you always." Well, the archangels, just like Jesus and the Holy Spirit, are able to be with each person who calls upon them. The key is that the archangels will never violate your free will by intervening without permission. Even if to do so would make you happier, they must wait until you give permission in some way, a prayer, a cry for help, a strong wish, even a visualization or a thought. The archangels don't care how you ask for their help, but only that you do ask. And you needn't worry about asking for their help incorrectly. You don't have to be specially trained or use fancy invocations to garner their attention. A sincere call for help is enough. All they require is your permission. So another question that's often asked is, well, shouldn't I just call upon God directly? Or should I just ask God to send the appropriate angels? Or should I call upon the angels directly? Well, these questions imply that there's a separation between God and the angels, and there is no separation. This archangel course, this 7-week of work and prayers and videos, it will help you to know the specialties and the characteristics and the personalities and the energies of the favorite archangels. In this way, you'll develop a closer relationship with them. The more you work with them, the more you'll begin to trust them, and you'll begin to feel peaceful. You will feel centered, knowing for certain that you're safe and protected in all situations. Namaste.